How many applicants do we have currently, and is that application growing over the years?
Absolutely. I remember, Merrill Green sitting up here saying, how are you going to get any kids to apply when they can't play sports? And it starts off a little. For the first few years, we probably didn't even make our 100. And now we've moved up our enrollment cap to 150, and we still have a wait list. And so our total number of applications, last time I checked, was about 220. And we accepted 150. And so what happens is, as a student, they've changed their mind, they're going to go to IB, or they want to play football, or they've moved. So whatever reason those students have come back and said, no, I'm not going to collegiate, we pull the next student up off the wait list. And so we will continue that all the way till the first day of school.
The next question's from Bryan School Board member Doug Wallenberger regarding Bryan Collegiate High School.
I was trying to remember, and I bet you can remember, maybe you can't, how many graduates you've had each year. Is it? And I guess my question is more, is it trending up, or have we reached a steady
state? No, it's trending up. It's definitely trending up. From our original class, when we were tracking just the original four-year cohort, we do add students along the way, but tracking the original four-year cohort, we had been about 50% retention from freshman to senior year. Now we're like 78. So we have done a lot better. We're starting to learn more about what we should do.
My next question is, part of our... the way we can do this is because of our agreement with Blinn. At what time of the year do we settle on that? And is that set for next year?
Yes, sir. The MOU is actually set to expire June of 2018. And I actually just met with Dr. Whitbeck last week, mm-hmm. week before. My days are all blurry. And started out a timeline and a plan of starting the negotiations of renewing our MOU with both Blinn and Texas A&M.
I like to think it's a mutually beneficial program. I hope so.
I hope we can prove that to them.
And I just like to make a comment. We all know that you started this baby and you've built it to what it is. It's one thing to start something. It's another thing to maintain it.
Yeah.
And you've been an exemplary leader in both cases.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Okay, we can get back to the waiting list and some other questions there real quick. The other question is, if I understand that you can be on the waiting list for 2 years, do you take people in on their sophomore year?
Well, I've never had anybody on the waiting list that long. As soon as a spot opens up, if it's in August or January, we can't take them in the middle because Blinn won't enroll students in the middle of a semester.
Right.
But we've enrolled kids in January. So I've not ever had somebody just waiting. But we will take students. Students can apply up until their junior year. That is the last time for them to come in. We will not enroll any students as a senior.
Okay. We need to get back because we had a parent here that said that her kid was on a waiting list. Mm-hmm. It seemed like indefinitely. And so my concern was, I
don't know the rules. Can I comment to that about that situation?
I do know. I know that we have taken care of that, and you have met with that parent, correct?
Right. Yes, but that student's actually been accepted now.
Okay. And my concern wasn't if we were putting people on an indefinite waiting list instead of saying, nope, you're not going to ever make it here, that's one thing versus, I also want to make sure if we had people waiting on the wait list, what is our maximum capacity there?
Yeah. So taking in freshmen, we set the enrollment at 150. For our sophomore and juniors, we set the enrollment cap at 130. And so as that 150 kind of starts dropping off, we weren't going to add any students unless we got below 130. Those numbers will be determined in our new negotiation, whether or not we stay that high or not, because that's part of, the dual credit agreement and all of those things as to how many students do we support on our campus.
You're listening to comments from last night's Bryan School Board meeting following a presentation on Bryan Collegiate High School by Principal Christina Richardson. Questions continuing from school board member Mark McCall.
And that was my next question. I was trying to get down to what is the control
there? Is it the blend?
Right. And originally, early college high schools, the model was 100 students per grade level, never to be bigger than 400 students. And the reason for that is part of when you're working with this specific group, at-risk, low-income, first-generation, and you're putting them into a very rigorous environment. We have students who come to us who have a fourth grade reading level, and guess what? They're in all pre-AP classes. And read 180. So it's a very challenging group. And so the model from TEA was 100 per grade level. Well, since then, as I said earlier, there's now over 180 early college high schools in Texas, and this model, the models have evolved to all sorts of things. There are, you know, the number of students fluctuates, the everything fluctuates. And so we no longer have that binding cap on us at this point. Would I ever want to be 1,000, 2,000 kids?
Right.
We wouldn't be able to do that. But the enrollment is really going to come down to the agreement of what can Bryan ISD support, what can Blinn support, what can A&M support.
Right. And I guess that's, you don't want this to be a massive high school.
No.
You know, and that's so. I just wanted to make sure that we had some level of control there to not. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we want everybody that can to go and get the benefits that want to go, but at the same time, there has to be some logical limits there to be successful.
Yep,
Christina,
okay,
didn't we? We opened it up for outside individuals outside the district, correct? Do we have any children that take part of that? Have we ever had any?
Yes, we do.
To come from other districts?
Yes. Yes. My furthest is Franklin and Iola. We have some from Caldwell, from College Station. I mean, but it's not a lot. It's like one from over here, one from over there. It's not a significant number.
So you're not concerned that they're taking spots, too many spots?
Nope.
Okay, all right.
Well,
okay.
We can't limit that anyway. That's part of the, I suppose that's still part of the charter agreement that we have to, or is it a Blinn requirement?
That was just a board policy.
That was the board policy to allow outside of the district students in, and again, that will be part of the MOU this time around if all the partners want to continue that or not. It really has not had a huge impact on our campus. There hasn't been a Bryan ISD student who can't get in because an outside district student took their spot.
I'm sorry, I was thinking of tuition. Tuition, we can't charge.
Right,
tuition.
And that is in the TEA blueprint for early college high schools. That early college high school must be free to parents and parents and students to the family. On the partnership side, they don't care who pays for it, but the parents cannot be charged.
And as far as letting students come in from outside the district, it was policy the board passed, but with strong encouragement by Blinn, if I remember correctly.
Yes.